Hey girl, you're listening to Badass Branding Babe, where we're building you a freaking dreamy brand and business. I'm your host, Kinsey of Kinsco, and I'm so excited to help you make your badass dreams come true. This episode of Badass Branding Babe is brought to you by my 5-day branding challenge. Ever feel like your brand is feeling a little eh, and you want it to feel more OMG? Sign up for my 5-day branding challenge at kins.co/5days. Hi guys. Welcome to my beautiful world of badass branding and babery. I feel bad now, and this is not right with my brand, but I've actually had a lot of guys reach out to me and say that they liked my podcast, so you know what? It's a girl's world, and so I'm still going to respond to listeners as being girls, and you're just here for the ride, so I don't feel bad, actually. I hope you're comfortable with your femininity. But hello. I have like the craziest day up ahead, and I'm just trying to crank out another podcast episode so that I can, you know, stay true to my promise of every single day. Today, our episode, I don't have notes again. I actually think I'm gonna like move forward on no notes and just speaking what I feel. And if you guys think that these have no value, like let me know. Don't let me know in the reviews though, please, please. I'm just kidding, I don't really care. I would just love good reviews, you know? Have you ever heard of going viral? That's just my biggest goal. Anyways, today on this beautiful, it's like kind of cloudy here in Orem, Utah. I'm based in Orem, Utah. Well, actually, my new office is in Linden. I'm not gonna tell you the exact address because that feels creepy, but if you wanna work with me, put 25% down payment down and I'll send you the address. Okay, anyways, it's kind of a cloudy day today in Linden. That's gonna be hard to remember, Linden. It's kind of a cloudy day, but it's still nice. My office has a huge window, which I have no complaints about that. So it's a good day. I have a date tonight. Can the first like few minutes of my podcast just be me telling you guys what's going on in my life? Do you care? Are you just here to learn about branding, or do you want to know about my personal brand as well? I have a date tonight, and I have to get my eyelashes done, get my nails done, wash my hair. I haven't washed it in like way too long, which is scary, but also YOLO. So anyways, I have all those things to do. I'm all about being authentic, but I'm also about getting down with your bad self, aka looking freaking turnt for a date. So I have all those things to do. They're spread across the rest of my day, and I'm just thinking after I record this episode, I might have to peace out. And that's the only thing that actually sucks about having an office is now I feel too scared. Like before I'd be like, well, I'll just work after my date or something, but it's actually probably good because it's keeping me doing what I'm supposed to. But anyways, that's all of that. I'm just busy. Everyone is. I'm sure you guys are rolling your eyes like, okay, I'm sorry that you have to get your nails and your eyelashes done and take a shower. It's not a real issue to have, but it just feels like a lot because now that I have my own office, I really want to just spend all my time in here. It's just fun. I feel like a grown-up with a real business. Maybe that alone was reason enough for me to get an office. But anyways, today I want to talk to you about taking your customers through your sales process. So, where are you acquiring customers? I want you to take a look and figure out, is it word of mouth? Is it your Instagram? Is it your Facebook group? Is it your email list? Where is the majority of their first touch point? And write that down. For me, it's mostly Instagram. It used to be mostly word of mouth, but now that I've focused on Instagram, it's for sure mostly Instagram. I think, honestly, probably all of my clients and just people who have bought my courses and everything, 95% of them in the past since I've started my business have come from Instagram. And even the past 2 months, they've been like my biggest months, and I'm now booked out until September. Well, October now, actually. And all of those have come from Instagram. So for me, it's Instagram. For you, it doesn't matter what it is. Just make sure you know what it is. Now, from that point forward, once they get to your Instagram, how are you leading them through the process to get them to buy what you're selling or to subscribe? You also have to, I guess the first step you need to realize is, what is the point of your business? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to be an influencer? Even if you're an influencer, you still have to teach your followers to buy what you're telling them about. Even if it's not your product, if it's something you're sharing with them, the more people buy and the more loyal your followers are to what you recommend. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I like just drink a whole water bottle. And I don't normally drink enough water. If I do, it makes me a little burpy. I'm actually pretty sure I've burped in every single freaking episode. So that's my brand and that's cute. But anyways, even if you're an influencer, even if you're just trying to gain subscribers, you need to build this loyal base of followers who are willing to buy what you're talking about. And even if your goal isn't to be an influencer, even if you just have this Instagram that you want to look cute and you do it for fun, no one's trying to say no to free money. Like, if somebody came to you and they were like, hey, we notice your followers are really loyal and we'll pay you $500 to post about this, like, sure, if you believe in the product, whatever. So anyways, what is your main purpose? Is it to get your followers to buy something? Is it to get your followers to buy other products you recommend? Is it to get them to buy your product? Is it to get them to sign up to work with you? Are you selling a service? You have to realize that's your main, most important thing, and that's what you have to be driving them to do with every single post. It's nice to post inspirational things. And I mean, I think I have an episode. I maybe have an episode scheduled. I don't know if I've launched it yet, about providing free value and how important it is. But even more than providing free value is selling. And this is something that women especially, I think, have a really hard time with, because it feels icky. And I don't know why. That's just a mindset block that you got to get over with. But you have to figure out this process that you're taking them down and how you're getting them to buy from you. Because that's the point. You're not just running an Instagram to have fun. Like, there's a lot. I mean, I love Instagram and I think it's fun. But personally, I'd rather freaking travel to Aruba. What's Aruba? Is Aruba even a place? I'd rather travel to Maldives. I'll say that. Or like, I just watched Mamma Mia for the first time. This is completely a tangent. I just watched Mamma Mia for the first time, and I have to admit, it was absolutely the most cheesy movie I've ever seen. The acting was horrible. The storyline was completely unbelievable, but I loved it. And I want to live in Greece for at least like 6 months now. That's my new thing. So anyways, I'm not running my Instagram just for fun. Like, I'm running my Instagram to make money. If it wasn't making me money and I could just do whatever I want, I would freaking be in Greece. But I'm running my Instagram so one day I can live in Greece, okay? So I want you to remember that. And every single time when you're about to post, think, is this somehow selling my product? And with a clothing store, it's more obvious. But still, sometimes I see boutique owners post just happy Friday and then post a picture. Like, talk about what you're selling. Talk about, you know, this, I love this sweater, like, it's so perfect for cool summer nights and transitioning into cooler fall days, whatever. Like, you need to learn how to sell, okay? And it's not just as simple as selling in your Instagram post. So back to where we were going. My mind is like all over the place today. This is not good. I need Adderall. Anyways, I don't really take Adderall, but it sounds nice. So your first step, okay, is it that they follow you? Is it that they get on your email list? What is that step? And then from there, what do you get them to do next? Most people aren't just going to follow you and buy. That's not how it's going to work. You're going to have to build trust. So how are you building trust? How are you reminding them what you're selling? Is it by posting consistently on Instagram every single day? I strongly believe as a business, you should be doing that. If you're taking your business seriously every single day, at least, okay? But is that what it is? Is that your main thing, posting amazing content? Is your main thing sending amazing emails? So is the first thing they follow you on Instagram and then they join your email list? You have to figure out this process. And just some ideas of how you can guide them along this, because it might feel kind of overwhelming. So let's say your first, where you capture them, is on social media. And what you really need to think of, the first step, is how do they get to your social media place in the first time? Because, I mean, there's ways that you're going to show up on their feed, whether it's I mean, the popular page or just somebody that they recommend, but you can't just depend on that. So are you working with influencers? Are you doing giveaways? I would be very weary of giveaways because then you get followers who are just trying to be there for free stuff. But whatever it is, you have to figure out a way initially to lead them to your social media, okay? Then moving from social media, where are you capturing more of their info? Social media can't be your main place because you don't own Instagram. Instagram can change the algorithm whenever they want. They can make you start paying insane amounts for ads. I mean, we saw it happen with Facebook, it's happened with Instagram. So where are you capturing their information next? How are you capturing their email? This could be a multiple of ways. Maybe you have a free product that you offer, like download this free guide, or give us your email for 10% off your first purchase, or how are you capturing that email then? Then after that, how are you nurturing your email list? How are you getting your email list to convert? How are you building a relationship with those people and trust with those people on your email list? After that, hopefully at this point, within these couple of steps is when they're starting to buy. And that, after that, isn't where the sales process ends, because it is much cheaper to keep selling to the same customer than to keep acquiring new customers. Because with a new customer, you have to go up and build that new trust again. So once they place their order, how do you stay in contact with them? How does whatever service or good they're purchasing from you, how does that come? Are they excited? And then from there, how do you keep reminding them what you're selling? Are you releasing new products enough that you can tell them, hey, we have this new thing coming up? If you're only selling 4 different products, your most loyal customer could buy those 4 products and then they're done. They can't do anything else. I mean, so how often are you refreshing what you're selling and reminding them of what you're selling? So it's really just that simple. It's just going through your process and saying, how am I guiding them through this? And what I've learned is most people are good at selling in their emails. They're good at selling on their website. You kind of understand that that's what you're supposed to do, but social media, for some reason, people shy away from it and they're afraid to talk about, like, buy this thing. But you have to, and I promise you, your followers aren't going to be like, I'm so sick of being sold this. And if they are, they're obviously not your ideal customer. They're not going to buy from you anyway. The people who are happy to buy from you all the time want you to sell to them. They want you to tell them what's new. They want you to tell them why they need to buy it. And don't feel icky about it. If you're running your business with a passion and you have this purpose of like, I want to help women create beautiful businesses that fulfill them, or I want to sell women clothes that make them feel like their most authentic selves. You have to think of that purpose and think, this isn't bad. This isn't bad for me to try to sell this to them. This isn't bad for me to promote something that is going to bring so much good into their life. So that's it for today. I think just doing this alone is going to make such a huge difference in your business. And a lot of times I'll see Instagrams of companies and I'm just like, oh, they're working so hard. They have such a beautiful feed, but they're not selling at all. And this is something that I could totally be better at as well. But you have to remember that, like, the purpose of your Instagram, the purpose of everything that you're doing is to make money, and that doesn't make it icky. That makes it so that you can continue going on, living your purpose, blessing people's lives. That's just how you have to run a successful business. It is about the money. I'm like talking too fast, my brain's moving too quick. If you're struggling with thinking about that and struggling with the fact of selling and feeling not worthy of that, that's like some bigger money mindset stuff that you really need to work on. Because having a business, having a podcast, or having a YouTube channel, whatever, like, when it comes down to it, it's about selling. And the cool thing about social media is we don't have to be like a gross salesperson. We don't have to be somebody knocking on the door and saying, hey, would you like to purchase my custom phone cases I make? Like, can you imagine? What a nightmare. I would never start my own business if I had to do shit like that. So just be grateful that we can do it in a platform where we can still share our purpose, we can still be inspiring, we can still help change people's lives, but we can do it from behind our computer. And rejection is a lot less scary in an email than it is to your face. So be glad and grateful for the opportunity of social media and the way that it really does make selling easy if you remember that's your main purpose. Okay, until tomorrow.